I'm Zachary Turner. It's not uncommon for presidents to issue a flurry of executive actions just before they leave office. But how many of those changes stick? President Biden issued two presidential memoranda on Monday, banning future offshore oil and gas leasing in many places. This decision will likely face immediate challenges from the upcoming Trump administration. Here's more. Biden has protected several areas, including the entire Atlantic coast, from future offshore oil and gas leasing. Existing leases will be honored. On Tuesday, President-elect Trump responded.
I will reverse it immediately. It'll be done immediately. And we will drill, baby, drill.
But that might be easier said than done, as Trump already knows. In 2017, he tried to revoke Obama-era lease withdrawals, only for a federal judge to overturn part of his executive order. Trump would likely need congressional approval this time. He would also face the court of public opinion, according to Ginny Rowland Shea, director of public lands at the nonprofit Center for American Progress.
Governors, locals, workers, they don't want to see their economies and their views and their beaches kind of face the risk of oil and gas drilling.
In many areas, Biden's new protections are somewhat redundant. Biden already banned new leases off the coast of North Carolina until 2032, though the new protections are indefinite. But Rowland Shea said these protections are more than symbolic in light of the incoming administration.
Under the first Trump administration, they did plan, I believe, 47 lease sales that pretty much would be up and down both coasts, all over the place, off the coast of Alaska.
With the current memo in place, it would be much harder for Trump to enact a similar plan during the next 4 years. I'm Zachary Turner in Charlotte.